why metaphysical healing takes so long or so short. Smile. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why metaphysical healing takes so long or so short. We are always working with metaphysical healing. Metaphysical healing is our thought. Whatever we think about, those are the things that are being manifest in our life. Those are the things that are taking place in our life. And whatever it is that we're thinking about, it doesn't matter what it is. Now, many people have come to the University of Healing, and they say, wow, I want to be healed. And I say, good for you. What do you want to be healed from? Well, I have this problem, that problem. Yeah. What do you want to be healed from? Well, I have these things to worry about. Well, what do you want to be healed from? Well, I got cancer, and I got the cold, and I got problems, and I got relationships, and I got... Well, what do you want to be healed from? Well, Herb, are you some sort of a broken record there? What do you mean, be healed from again and again and again? This is the University of Healing. It heals something, doesn't it? Yes. It heals our attitude. Now, what do you want to be healed from? You want to be healed from an attitude of limitation or lack. You want to be healed from an attitude of not getting and getting. Now, that's really not true. We should really call it University of Wholeness. Many people have said to us we should call this the University of Wholeness because it's not a healing, but it's a wholeness. Now, when people come to us, they come and they say, I would like to experience wholeness. I would like to experience a good relationship. I'd like to experience happiness and joy in my life and my heart. And I say, wow, how great. And they say, well, how do I go about it? And I say, well, start pretending. Pretending that you're happy, pretending that you're whole, pretending that you're great. Now, a mother has a baby. And that baby is a delightful little creature. And the mother receives the baby into its arms, the little infant, as it is born. And as the mother receives the baby into its arms as it is born, the mother says to the baby, oh, you wonderful creature. Oh, you beautiful child. Oh, you glorious thing. You're fantastic. You're marvelous. How does she know that? How does she know that, except that there is some purity, some wisdom, some joy within her that delights in seeing this new life, that looks at this new life and says, wow, you're the greatest, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're so grand. And you see, the more the mother says this, the more the mother falls in love with herself, her image of this baby that she is holding in her arms, and not the expectations of this baby, but the isness of this baby. This baby is beautiful, is glorious, is wonderful. Now, as the years go by, and the mother continues to look at the child and say, this is my perfect child, this is my wonderful child, this is my ideal child, this is the grandest baby in the world. And as the baby grows up, it becomes an adult. And the mother still looks at the child. And the child can do no wrong. The child is fabulous. The child is glorious. The child is wonderful. Now, we think of the Jewish mothers as they treat their children like this. We say, isn't it sort of sickening that they say, my son the doctor, my son the glorious person, my daughter the sweet, lovely thing. Yes, yes, it's a little overkill, a little overpossession, but in the right direction. In the direction of love, in the direction of seeing them in their wholeness, in their glory. Never forgetting that thought they had when the child was first born and held in their arms, and they looked at the child and said, wow, what a great little being. Now, should we all have the glory of being born into a family where we are greeted with such joy, and where we are enjoying that joy as we grow through the years, as we become adults. What wonderful adults we are. What glorious adults we are. Now, this isn't a secret only that the Jewish family knows. This is something that everyone knows. But they are more marked in this. That has become the little symbol that we think of the Jewish family. They respect and love their kids so much. Well, don't you? Don't we all respect and love our kids so much? Yes, we do. And so maybe we should be a little more outspoken about it. Now, as these children grow up, they grow up with healthy bodies and healthy minds and healthy attitudes. They grow up in the attitude of wholeness every moment of their life. And should any problem come along, they talk with their mother or dad, or they talk with themselves, and they say, I'm going to put this to right. All is in divine order. They say, it is not mine. I do not claim this illness. I do not claim this unhappiness. I don't claim this, and I release it. And you see, it's gone. Now, we can do that too. We have these circumstances that come up, and we are working. The mother, the Jewish mother, is really a tremendous metaphysician, and the father too, I'm sure. And as these things go on, we are the metaphysician. We are putting thoughts in motion about our body, our life, our affairs, every moment. Now, if we didn't have these lovely thoughts in our mind, in our body, in our affair, while we were growing up, it doesn't matter. We have them now. We have them now. We didn't know how to say 2 times 2 is 4 right away. We really did, but we had to reveal that we did. And so it is, we're revealing all the things that we know now in our life. We know now that we're whole and perfect. We know now that we're independently wealthy. We know now that we're surrounded by beautiful friends. We know now that we live in a glorious universe. And we know now that happiness, success, and joy are ours every moment of our life. We know now. Now, the difficulty of metaphysical healing is that oftentimes people think that they have the privilege of being contrary. They think they have the privilege of saying, I'm not sick, I'm not well, I'm not poor, I'm not rich. And we can't say these things. We say, I am rich, I am well, I am happy, I am joyous, I am filled with... You see, those are the metaphysical concepts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Can you think of anything more metaphysical than these wonderful teachings that Jesus gave us so many years ago, and it takes us a while to wake up to them? As a man thinketh in heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, let us, as the mother with her newborn baby, say, oh, you wonderful thing, that us each look at each part of our life and say, oh, you wonderful day! Oh, I love you! Oh, you wonderful husband! Oh, you wonderful wife! Oh, you wonderful child! Oh, you wonderful brother, sister! Oh, you wonderful mother, dad! Oh, you wonderful world! Oh, you wonderful dog! Oh, that's not hard! Oh, you wonderful cat! Oh, you wonderful being! Oh, you wonderful life! Oh! 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 Oh, you wonderful body. I have such a 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 wonderful body. I love my body. I love my body. I love my body. I do. I love my body. I love my body. I love my body. I do. So, love 'em. Love them with all that unconditional, tickly love that makes your heart just soar, that makes you feel, let's have some more. This is what life is all about. This is what the world is all about. This is why healing sometimes is a little slow. Metaphysical healing is a healing that is a consistency of being positive, being pure, being wonderful. Claiming it, naming it, enjoying it, and having the time of your life in the allness now. You can do it. I do it. We do it. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing for doing it. So you have a lovely day. And so know that every word you think is pure and perfect and wonderful. And love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love your world. because I love you. I love you. I love you.